This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio, folks. Happy Saturday. It's the first Saturday in 2015. I wonder what that means for us. You know, I gave you some projections, some prognostications, some forecasts last week for the new year. And I'm going to continue that a little bit this January 3rd. I want to point you to all the articles we have posted also, kind of as I go through the show. You notice a heavy bent on terror, women, education, family safety, and other incredible articles. An international article about how HarperCollins in their new maps for school children, they've deleted Israel. Israel's no longer on the map. Really? Wow. You know, that's a perfect lead-in. So, if you take a young man who has a mother who is far left, almost communistic in her belief structure, mentors who are the same, revolutionary, actually, some could say fascist, leftist fascists, and you take a lifelong pattern of associating with these types of individuals, throw in the broken household, throw in a love-hate relationship with an absentee father, who do you describe? Besides Adolf Hitler, by the way, Barack Obama. I've been thinking about this last week. I left out an important ingredient on my forecast for 2015. Let's kind of review who Barack Hussein Obama is. Formerly Barry Sotero, by the way, till he changed his name. Barack Obama grew up in a broken household. His dad, as you know, was from Kenya. His dad had a deep-seated hatred of colonialists, as he viewed them, the colonial powers. He participated actively in the uprising against the colonial powers in Kenya. He and Barack's mom, a devoted leftist, met in Russian class. That's right, both learning to speak Russian. Both of them had an empathy for Cuba, Russia, at that time, communist China. Now, shall we say, capitalist Chinese, communist China. Say that four times fast. And the father was absentee. In fact, he had five wives. Believe it or not, he married Barack's mother while he was still married and had two kids in Kenya. He didn't bother to tell her. And he had a number of other children with... He had a number of other children with his other wives. He was, in his later years, during the colonial uprisings, a drunkard. Lost a leg in an automobile accident that came because he was inebriated, and eventually lost his life after leaving a bar. Another automobile wreck. In all the years that Barack Obama, Barry Sotero at that time, was growing up, he met with his father one time. One time. For about a week. He was 8, 9, 10 years old. But he was continually instilled by his mother and to how great his dad was. How correct his dad's thinking was. And the mother went so far, after her second marriage, to a guy by the name of Lolo in Indonesia, a Muslim who, ironically, began drifting west, i.e., became a capitalist, became a conservative Indonesian, joined the military, had a job with an American company, completely changed his way of thinking, which, by the way, drove he and Barry's mother apart. And to make sure that Barry's young mind was not tainted by these burgeoning conservative values of his stepfather, she sent him to Hawaii to live with the grandparents. And the grandparents were devout leftists too. And the grandparents figured that Barry needed some mentoring. Now, what you can do if you want is you can get a secondhand copy, don't send him money by buying a new one, of Dreams from My Father. Notice that the title of that book is Dreams from not of, but from my father. It's important. This book is an insight into Barack Obama's mind in many, many ways. His Muslim sympathies, his hatred of colonial powers, his belief that America is the most evil of colonial powers, his hell-bent, no matter what, quest for what in his mind is equality of income, living arrangements, his deep-seated belief, which he shares, by the way, with Michelle, that white men are the root of social problems, that brown-skinned people have been subjugated, abused, and used by white men, and that the developing nations, particularly those of brown skin, have been used and abused by the colonial powers, who have taken all their natural riches and resources, extracted them from the earth, left the countries in a shambles, left the brown-skinned peoples poor, impoverished, and working for the white capitalists. And then taking those raw materials, created goods and products, and sold them back to the brown-skinned peoples at huge profits. I.e., capitalism is not a good thing. The mentors that were arranged by the grandparents in Hawaii, the primary mentor with whom young Barry was extremely close, and close with, as in met with all the time, wrote to all the time, conversed with all the time, a man by the name of Frank Marshall Davis. Frank Marshall Davis was an avowed communist, a card-carrying communist in the United States. He was based out of Chicago. He was a writer, a communist scholar, a communist rabble-rouser who advocated communist revolution in the United States and the Western world. He was a lover of Marx, Lenin, Stalin, Mao. This is the mentor of Barry Sotero. For a decade, until Barry Sotero went to college. And in college, he made friends with and mentors of others of similar mindset to Frank Marshall Davis. By the way, there's a link here in the write-up. I interviewed Paul Kengor. Paul Kengor wrote the book, The Communist, Frank Marshall Davis. It's a terrific interview, and by the way, a terrific book. Because Frank Marshall Davis's mind, his mindset, and the mindset of Barry's father, Barack Hussein Obama Sr., and his mother, a young communist schoolgirl, university type from Kansas, and his grandparents, and the people that Barry would meet in college and associate with and spend time with, such as a professor by the name of Saeed, S-A-I-D. Saeed was a hater of Israel, a promoter of the Palestinian and Muslim jihad cause. Highly, very well known, highly respected in his circles, and a mentor number two to young Barry. And now you know why Barry treats Israel as he does, why he's soft on Muslims as he is, Muslim terrorists. Why Harper Collins, under pressure from on high and the Muslim community, like CARE, an arm of the Muslim Brotherhood. Now you know why Israel's not on the maps that Harper Collins is distributing to schools this year. And you know why Iran, a Muslim brown-skinned nation, will not be stopped by this president from getting a nuclear weapon. Barry had other mentors through life, too. Reverend Jeremiah Wright, we're all familiar with him, married Barry and Michelle, baptized their kids, spewed hateful sermons. You've heard some of them. No sense beating the bush. While Barry and Michelle sat in the pews for 20 years. According to Barry, not listening. Louis Farrakhan, who now preaches from the pulpits violence, an uprising of brown-skinned peoples against white-skinned peoples here in the United States, who, along with the new Black Panthers, is exhorting brown-skinned peoples to go out and get armed and go to the rifle range and form an army. I'm not making this up. Google it. Google up new Black Panthers. Google up Louis Farrakhan. Listen to it in their own words. Don't take my word for it. And you'll notice some links in the write-up. Both Paul Kengor's interview that I conducted approximately a year and a half ago on this show, and also my interview of Dinesh D'Souza, who's done two terrific films, both of which you should see. America 2016, and his latest one, which came out before Christmas. It will really, those films, along with what I'm telling you now, and the interview with Paul Kengor, and the tiniest bit of research on your own, Google up some of these names I've given you. And they're not all. I mean, there's Bill Ayers, Barry, who had now changed his name to Barack, served on many boards with him. Bill Ayers launched his political career with fundraisers in his own living room. An avowed, unrepentant terrorist who bombed the Pentagon, New York City police stations, other facilities, resulting in the deaths, I might add, of both policemen and innocent bystanders, although he disavows any direct involvement in any of those matters. And his wife, Bernadine Dorn, maybe more rabid than Bill, who did serve jail time, and who are both now professors. Unbelievable. Who are both now professors teaching your children. The progressives have figured it out, you know. Like Hitler, who said in 1934, "I care not what you think because I have your children." Putting all this into the pot, bringing it to a simmer, what do we come out with as a final recipe? We come out with a president of the United States who, A, sympathizes with our enemies. B, in his heart of hearts, dislikes America and basic American values. Faith, particularly Judeo-Christian. A constitution which reigns in federal powers. Family, he never had one. Capitalism, all people should be equal in their mediocrity, other than the ruling elites, of course, who know best. Now, when Barry was running for president, all mention of his mentors was erased. You'll listen in these interviews. He never even used the full name of Frank Marshall Davis in his book. And a lazy media didn't bother to do anything about it. A media starstruck by the historic event of electing the first black man to the presidency. I've said this 100 times, I'll say it 100 more. I don't care that this guy is black. I couldn't care less if he was green, red, yellow, purple, polka-dotted, striped, or white. He is, to the American system, evil incarnate. Blessed with a smooth tongue and glistening rhetoric, which he twists into lies, distortions, and omissions, he is bent on one thing, folks. And that is not the destruction of America, but the dismantling of America. There's a difference. He wants America to continue to exist, but he wants it to exist in a subservient state. He's secretly pleased, I am convinced, that we are now the number 2 economy to China. He has shut down. You know, everybody's running around right now talking about gas prices and, oh, this is great. And morons are attributing this to Barry, who, of course, in typical Barry fashion, is taking full credit for something which is the opposite of his views and acts. Barry has done everything he can to shut down drilling in the North. He has virtually shut down drilling in the Gulf and elsewhere. Federal leases to drillers and exploration companies are down 70% since he became president. Everything that is occurring in the United States, which is a huge contributor to the lower gas prices, which we are temporarily, let me underline that, temporarily enjoying. Remember, what goes down comes up, what goes up comes down. The pendulum always swings, politically and economically. Has nothing to do. It is not happening because of, it is happening despite Barry Sotero, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama, and his EPA, and his legions of disciples. The Keystone Pipeline. At the same time that he has shut down our drilling, or done his best to shut down our drilling, the United States government, at his direction, his personal direction, has lent, I'll put that word in quotations, because we'll never get the money back, billions of dollars, either to developing countries, Mexico, Colombia, Venezuela, to drill off their own shores and import oil to the United States to be paid for with money out of the pockets of you and I in U.S. dollars. Or, even more insidious, as loans to companies who are in cooperation with those governments, some of those companies, such as the ones drilling off Venezuela, owned by his longtime pal, mentor, and billionaire, the guy who's behind Occupy Wall Street and a host of other radical leftist programs, including Move On America. George Soros. Google it up. It's all out there if you care to search. You know, we used to have a press that would do that for us. But that obviously is no longer the case. So, what we have is a man who is dedicated. Let me underline that word. Not believing, not wanting, but dedicated to the reconstruction of America. And to do that, you have to reduce America on many levels to rubble. Can't build a new house on an existing house, can you? Got to kind of tear it down to its foundation. In fact, maybe put in a new foundation. Now, I've listened to the pundits, and I've listened to these guys and that guys, and I've read all sorts of stuff about, oh, you know, the Republicans and Barry are going to be working together, and there's grounds for commonality, and there's things we can agree on, and yada, yada, yada. There's taxes, and there's Keystone, and there's this, and there's that. Nonsense. Nonsense. You got a little preview last week when he said, I have my veto pen. This guy is not going to cooperate on anything other than the most ephemeral of issues, and only as a cloak to mask his lack of cooperation, his undermining, his enmity toward anything that's going to be coming out of this Congress. Hopefully Congress understands who the hell they're dealing with. I'm not sure they do. I'm not sure they do at all. Hopefully, there's 4, 5, 6, 7 Democrats out there who are scared as hell about losing their little positions of power and privilege, and they'll vote with Republicans, including on veto overrides. You think taxes are going to get done? That we're going to have tax reform? Tax reform would make America more powerful economically. That is not what Barry wants. It's not going to happen. He'll pretend to go along, and then he'll throw in all sorts of things about how the rich need to be taxed more, how businesses need to be taxed more, and how he can, in good conscience, agree to this tax reform proposal, never mind would save billions of dollars in administration at the IRS, spur the economy by 1 to 3 GDP points, according to every economist you can talk to, left or right. He'll find a reason not to go along, and he will twist it into some populist notion to try and rally the people, to hoodwink them once again. You think he's going to cooperate on any fixes on Obamacare? Understand what Obamacare is. Obamacare, at its root, is the vehicle for redistribution of wealth and power from middle-class white America to the less advantaged. Unfortunately, in his mind, that also includes some white folks. Brown-skinned people. And now to illegal aliens who are being exhorted, in absolute contradiction of his promises to us, what else is new, to enroll for Obamacare as they get their driver's licenses beginning last week in California. And as new floods of refugees, you haven't heard about this yet, but you will, begin arriving at the borders. Barry loves this delay in immigration reform. It's like a window for more brown-skinned people to come to the United States. I'm not talking about this to incite anything between races. As far as I'm concerned, there is little difference between the races. There is all sorts of cooperation between the races. Think of the ludicrous nature of the statements of the first black president of the United States and the first black attorney general of the United States, the first brown-skinned Supreme Court justice of the United States, Oprah Winfrey, arguably one of the most powerful people in media, and a host of others, I mean hundreds, thousands of others, both conservative and liberal. Think of the ludicrous nature of a claim that blacks have no opportunity. Really? You're president of the United States, but blacks have no opportunity. No kidding. Now, that would lead us into this, the Democratic Party, which is really the progressive, i.e. Communist Party. And I think we see the reason why. The head of the party is a communist. He is not a socialist, folks. He is a communist. And an anti-American communist at that. Think of the things he has done to repress our most basic rights as enumerated in the Bill of Rights. Interference with the press using the Department of Justice. Interference with free speech using Internal Revenue Service. Interference with private property rights using a host of agencies, most notably the EPA, and the power of the federal government to take through ridiculous statutes such as the Heritage Act and others to convert private property to federal ownership, to deprive you of your most important right, or one of your most important rights, the right to cast your vote and have it count. Every fraudulent vote, think of his support for ACORN, think of his support for no voter IDs, every vote that is cast via fraud by illegal aliens, dead people, dogs, you name it, doesn't matter, robs one of us. And by us, I mean black, brown, yellow, red, white, American voters of our vote. It offsets what we do at the ballot box, as it is intended to do. So if you take a man like this, who can look in the camera and lie to us time and time again, there's no sense going over the lies here. We're up to the point where it could take the whole hour show. And you mix in who he is associated with. Remember his famous words in 2008, judge me by who I associate with? This was after, of course, with lots of cooperation, he erased his background of associations from the public record and hid them from an all too subservient press and the American people. You really think you're going to have cooperation from this guy? Do you really think this guy is going to, in any way, shape, or form, do anything which increases the economic power, the military power, the security of the United States over the next 2 years? Do you think he's going to back off on his vicious attack on the Constitution through executive orders and his nomenclature presidential memorandums, which he forgot to add into his totals? No, he's not. The question then remains, what is a Republican, hopefully conservative, Congress going to do about it? I've made my recommendations many times. Indictments. Not impeachment, but indictments. In Obamacare, the caca is going to hit the fan this year, folks. There's an article, which came out, particularly in California, where there are dozens of hospitals shutting down. And this is happening around the country, particularly small regional hospitals, you know, who have, their pockets are not as deep as the big boys. And do you know one of the reasons that they're shutting down in California? There's actually a 2005 study. 2005. We didn't have a third the problem we have now as in 2005. Not a third of the problem. They're shutting down because of illegal aliens. Because people come across the border to have free births. And then, of course, their kids are American citizens. We have a crisis developing of monumental proportions. Monumental proportions. If you think the elimination of Israel from the maps going out to school kids this year is an anomaly, is a mistake, you are so wrong. Look for anything and everything that this president can do to undermine Israel to be done. Look for anything and everything this president can do covertly with limp rag carry to allow Iran to get the bomb. Look at this president do everything he can to decrease American energy production. Look for this president do everything he can to scuttle any type of tax reform, which is key to a real economic recovery. And I've said this many times, look at what this president does in spending money. Understand that when he spends money, number one, it's your money, right? The government only has your property in your pocket. When he spends money, he accomplishes two things that tie in with his past, his mentors, his ideology, and his dedication to tearing down, reconstructing America on many levels. Actually, three things. Number one, he moves money within the United States from one class of people, which in his mind is mostly one race, to another class of people, which in his mind is mostly one race. He buys votes using your money. You know, the 52% who disapprove of him kind of corresponds with the amount of taxpayers left in the United States. And the 47-48, unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Who approve of him kind of corresponds with the non-taxpayers, the gimme folks in the United States. There are no coincidences. And the last thing he does is that he loads the nuclear bomb of debt, which is really, really, really going to drag our butts down in the not too distant future. He loads it with more, shall we say, money plutonium. The more he can spend, particularly when it achieves these other purposes, and the further into debt he can drive this country, the closer he brings this country toward complete reformation. It's Cloward and Piven. Look them up. I've talked about it on previous shows. You don't need a revolution to overthrow a capitalist country. You simply need to overwhelm it with entitlements. That's the summary of their orchestration of crisis thesis. And these are highly placed professors. Once again, leftists. Hugely leftist professors. So, I know this isn't particularly great news, but here's the good news. The good news is we can thwart his plans. We can roll back some of the gains he has made. He and his henchmen. It's not just Barack Obama. I mean, right now you have this country being run by a tiny minority of progressives, i.e. communists, who call themselves Democrats. There is no more Democratic Party. It is the Progressive Party. It is a party which, in all respects, Lenin, Stalin, and Mao, and Castro, particularly Castro lately, would be proud. And next week, what we're going to talk about is what we can do to turn this tide, to turn back this torrent. It's not a leak, it's a torrent of bad stuff for us and our kids, and for America, and for the Constitution, and for our liberties, that we have allowed to get into our boat. And we allowed it. Make no mistake about that. Through lethargy, antipathy, lack of information, which we didn't bother to ferret out, blind belief and hope, racial guilt, which of course they play on all the time. We allowed this to happen. And now, folks, we have to pay the piper. You know, an ounce of prevention saves a pound of cure. We never took the ounce of prevention. So now we're at the point we're going to take the pound of cure. And we owe it to ourselves and our children and our country to do so. And ironically, the rest of the world, mostly brown-skinned as Barry would look at it, will in fact be greatly aided by the restoration of America, American freedoms, and American power. That's the real irony. The greatest good Barry could do for all those that he has been convinced since he was a toddler are the oppressed is to be strong ourselves. Because a rising tide does, in fact, lift all boats. So next week, we're going to talk about positively what we can do relative to the Constitution, relative to Congress, relative to immigration, which, by the way, Barry is never going to sign an immigration bill. He wants this hole in the law that he has created to get more and more people in this country and aided and abetted by all sorts of progressives everywhere, particularly in California. They're going to be getting driver's license. People are going to be clamoring for them to have the vote. They're taking your jobs, absolutely. There's some studies here. I've posted them over the last few weeks. There might be one in this set of articles. And that's a redistribution of wealth from you to them. You understand what's going on here, right? Except for lip gloss, he's going to do nothing on immigration other than perhaps even more presidential orders, memos, whatever you want to call it. They're edicts, unconstitutional edicts. Well, next week we're going to talk about how to stem that too. So from me to you out here in snowy Wyoming, give this some thought. Click on these links. Listen to those interviews. Do some Googling. And understand what we are dealing with. Understand the enemy. And next week, we're going to talk about how America can win and its enemies can be defeated. Have a great week. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio.